Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Source Podcast. Today we have who I'm calling the Chip Queen, or I'm not calling her that. The internet is calling her that. Redeema is the founder of Veggie Vice, which is a brand new, I would say viral, but like viral for all the right reasons, new snack CPG company that she just founded about a year and a half ago, right?
Yeah.
Her background is in finance. She worked in finance for quite some time. And then she was at Avrani, which is the beauty, skincare, Ayurvedic startup. I actually had Rushi on the podcast, who is the founder of Avrani, I guess like a couple years ago. And then she went on to get her MBA. And while she was getting her MBA, she was consulting with a lot of food and snacking and CPG startups. And then she had a brilliant idea that she brought to fruition. And we're going to talk all about it today. So today we're going to talk about what it takes to build a chip company, what it takes to career pivot, all the things that kind of go into this new sort of like world of CPG in today's like digital e-commerce TikTok world, and then get into some fun stuff. So are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
So we always start with a section I like to call source material. This podcast is called The Source, and it's kind of like the source of everything. And source material is sort of like, what is your makeup? What is your inspiration? What is the foundation for who you are and all that you do? So what is sort of your source material? What makes you you?
Yeah. Wow. Putting me on the spot. I know. First question.
We're getting into it.
I would say obviously family, right? Starting roots. Like my parents were both immigrants, so I've always seen that sort of hardworking ethic and, you know, the independence that comes with forging your own path. And then with that, I actually lost my mom to cancer a few years ago.
Oh, sorry.
Which kind of helped frame what I want to do with my life, right? Like I was working in banking. It was my first year as an analyst. Had this life experience, and I'm like, whoa, like life is just way too short to be not hating what I was doing. Like I didn't hate the job. It was just, you know, quite boring.
Of course.
So I, you know, used that as a moment in my life to kind of take a step back and figure out what I actually wanted to do moving forward. So that's definitely something that helped shape kind of where I am today. And then I don't know what else. I guess like, you know, your experiences that you collect along the way, right?
Yeah.
Not even just job, but every club I did in high school, like every person you meet, I feel like has this imprint on you and kind of shapes who you are. So like the very silly, goofy personality that comes from just all the different things I did growing up, whether it was swim club or all the different clubs I was in, all the different activities. And then I've kind of, you know, kept pieces of myself as you kind of evolve into an adult. Just people you're surrounded with.
Yeah, I love that. That is a great answer. And it reminds me of this term that has been floating around. I'm not going to say the French version of it because I will butcher it, but it basically translates in English to your inner library.
Yeah.
And I think that
I love that.
All of us have, like what you said, this inner library that consists of like our family or values or experiences, the clubs we were in high school, like any little thing, even like that one concert you went to when you were like 10. And it kind of is the makeup of who we are. And
it's crazy.
So much of the good and the bad, like you went through a very like, you know, traumatic life experience, and the good and the bad is kind of what shapes us to be that.
It's hard to pinpoint like one thing.
Exactly. Exactly. I love this thought that like none of us are, you know, I introduced you and I said, you know, you're the founder of this brand new brand, but that's not all that you are. And I think for so many of us, it's like we get stuck in these boxes and there's so much more to us. And I think that's the whole point of this podcast. It's like inviting people that have these stories, but also getting to know them outside of just like, okay, what do you do all day as like a founder?
Yeah.
You know?
No, yeah. No, I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. But speaking of being a founder, we do have to talk about the fact that like one fine day you're getting your MBA and you're like, I'm going to start a chip brand.
Yeah.
And we're both obviously from similar backgrounds and like being South Asian, and not that starting a chip brand is like not a sort of like South Asian thing to do, but I would say it kind of is like in the unique space. Like sometimes I'm like, do my parents know what I do? Like 99% of the time, not really. And I just want to understand, like, what was that story? Like, what was that point where you're like, this is something I want to create?
Yeah, no, totally. I think, you know, to the South Asian point, my dad had given up a long time. In that way, like, you know, check the box.
Well, you got your MBA. So you're past, like, most of us. Yeah.
All right, I'm here now. You do whatever.
Yeah.
But I'd really gone into that experience being like, I don't want to work for anyone else. Like I had that itch always to create something. That's what kind of led me to Avrani after banking, is like, I really wanted to figure out if that path was for me.
Yeah.
And I love my experience there. And I love just having my hand in all these different pots. So, you know, that kind of gave me some inclination that founder life was maybe the right path.
Yeah.
And then getting my MBA was really just this playground to figure out, A, what would that be? And if that wasn't the path, then what am I doing? And it all kind of centered around like this autonomy that I wanted, just to create. Like, you know, we are here to create. We are beings. Like, I'm very like, you know, spiritual in that sense.
And same.
After being in that like corporate path, I knew that there's nothing wrong with that, but it maybe wasn't for me.
Yeah.
And so that's where that fun comes in, right? So it was really one fine day. I was consulting with some food brands while I was in school.
Okay.
Just to get inspired, you know, I love skincare, love beauty, but, you know, there was just so many other outlets out there. I tried building an app. I was trying, you know, like all different things.
All about trial and error.
Exactly.
All about that. Yeah.
And I was, you know, frustrated sometimes because I knew I wanted this journey for myself, but I also didn't want to force it because I had seen the sacrifice. I know the sacrifice you make. Like, I had lived it. Like, I was chief of staff at Avani. I was the first employee. So I was really in the trenches with the team. And I'm like, I'm not doing this just to do it. Like, yeah. I need to do it if I care about it, if I really feel like I'm making an impact. Otherwise, there will be something else for me to do, right? Like, you have to really find what aligns to your mission. So I was consulting with brands. I happened to land some food clients. I was doing more ops consulting work. And I really thought that's what I was going to do. I was like, I'm building an agency, you know, to check off the parents. They're like, check,
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Like, you know, cash flow, great.
Yep.
And then I got inspired, right? Once you see the space, you see how it operates, and then you see the gaps within it. I was sitting on the couch one day between my 2 years in business school with my fiance. I had definitely, well, now fiance, I had definitely overindulged in like my first year in business school. So I was on a bit of a health journey and I worked out all day, eating really healthy, and we're snacking on the couch. And all I wanted to do was finish this bag of chips. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to feel like shit after eating this whole thing.
Yeah.
And there has to be a better way. And I am a stress eater too. So like in my day-to-day life, like any pressure that comes with it, I'm like, I need snacks, I need snacks, I need snacks.
You're talking to, yeah, probably like the queen of stress / emotional eating.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It was just like this pain point that I'm like, why is this a sore subject? Like, we have ChatGPT doing my homework.
Yeah.
Business school. Like, can I just eat and not feel bad about myself? And that's where the wheel started turning of like, all right, what is like something that would really make me feel guilt-free? It's a vegetable, something low calorie, easy base, like something that you could really snack on and maybe actually get some nutritious value from it. So I started testing. We had an air fryer in our apartment in New York City. I was going to blow out the fuse. I like,
oh my God,
dehydrated.
Danger.
I like dehydrated some zucchini and I was like, okay, like it didn't turn out great, but like it was this like very thin piece of zucchini. And I was like, we're getting somewhere, right? Like one step in front of the other, like just keep going. Then I got back to school and Wharton actually had like a commercial kitchen, like food program.
Okay.
So I was able to apply and they have like a, you basically go in and you have office hours. So they had a bigger dehydrator there I was able to use. I still wasn't getting like where I wanted to go. So then I pivoted to freeze drying. So it was really just that process of like, I want to do this. I need this to exist for myself. And then as I was able to have samples to actually share with people, it was bringing those, you know, really thin, frail chips. It was bringing the soggy samples I had to class and try this.
Try
this. Just eat this. What do you think? And then one from front of the other, here we are. So it really was just an idea of like, I need this to exist. I obviously have this operator skill set. And it felt like, now looking back, that was the click, right? In the moment, I was like, okay, this is another.
Right. You know, real quick. Yeah.
Here's another one of my crazy ideas. Yeah. Like, let's see what happens. But I wasn't forcing it. I actually didn't tell anyone what I was working on. I was very much like, let's see what happens.
Yes.
And then we'll talk about it. So actually, after I graduated and like, you know, started posting and all this stuff, all my friends from business school was like, we're like, what's going on?
Yeah, they were like, is this why you were feeding us like zucchini chips?
Like, thank you. Like, I would bring to class.
Right, right.
Another week of theme. I was like, yeah. But like, no one thought I was actually going to do it. And even I was like, after graduation, I was like, okay, what am I doing here, right? Like, am I building this agency? Am I doing this? I kept one client to like keep myself a little mentally stable because it is in the beginning stages, just very slow, right? You don't know what's going on. Some days I still don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And then I was like, let me give myself 6 months to really see what this can be. And here we are.
Wow. Well, I think there's so many things that you said from that stuck out to me. But I think some of the biggest things that people forget is founder life or like finding a business and like being an entrepreneur is not for everyone. And I think like it's so important that you said that because you were like, I'm not sure if it's for me, but I'm going to test it out because like you give it your all.
Yeah.
And I think that people get hung up on this idea of like, I need to start something. I need to do something.
Yeah.
And I've been there. So I know, but it's like, it has to come the way that you are talking about where it comes through a series of experiences and almost like you kind of, it falls into your lap. Not that like the company and the hard work volunteer at, but like the concept of doing it.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing is like nothing happens overnight. Like
overnight.
How many iterations of the chips did you have? Like
a lot.
How many test batches? Like, can you even count?
I mean, at least like 30 while I was even at school. And then from there, it was like I was testing different manufacturers. So then even like, you know, 5 or 6 per manufacturer. Like I can't even count. Maybe I could, but like it's hard to even quantify because you're just, you want to keep going.
Right.
You want to keep going. But yeah, I think back to your point around like wanting to be a founder, like I think that's so glamorized and it is like such an amazing journey that's so accessible now, which
yes.
I really support. But at the same time, like it is not for everyone. And I think people who are founders are so like, what am I doing here?
Everyone that I know is a founder. No, I don't know if you have this experience, but I know a lot of like in my family, everyone is like some kind of entrepreneur and everyone's like, don't ever do this. It's just funny because it's almost like because it's been so glamorized, people think that it's the easy way out. Like, I guess easy meaning like, oh, it's so fun. You work for yourself. You can do whatever you want. And I'm like, no.
Nothing's easy.
Nothing's easy. And like the grass is always greener, but I think it's like the grass is greener where you water it.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Like I could be sitting at my corporate desk being like, I want to be a founder,
exactly.
Be a founder. And then you're being a founder. You're like, you know what? Having a nice stable income some days would be nice. But at the same time, like you have to then align to like what the journey that you're on and like what you're aligned to. And like, there is nothing that makes me happier.
Yeah.
And more excited than working on this. And that's really, that can only be your North Star, right?
Exactly.
That's all you have in the early days. That's all I have today. Like,
exactly.
It really is what keeps you going. And yeah, I think that's really an important distinction to make that like, it's good to try things, but if it's not for you, it's okay.
Yes, it's okay.
Maybe you're not meant to do that. And that's okay. Like you add value in so many other ways, but I think putting pressure and like forcing something into a box, it just,
nothing that's else. When it's almost not going to work. And I think like the trial and error of it all, or like building that inner library that we were talking about,
yeah.
Of work experience is important. Like I am newly in this space of not a founder in this sense, but kind of like doing my consulting and also like building,
yeah.
This and not being in my corporate job. And it's scary because some days I'm like, I have no coworkers and I I'm like always just like swirling in my head. And I think that is like, people don't talk about that, but
yeah.
If like, it's, think about like how much fun it is to be like in an office setting or like when you're around people and you're just like shooting the shit about something random. Like, you know, of course, like you have to deal with all the annoying parts of that, but it's like, sometimes you just want to like be on Slack and like joke about something,
no,
you know? And like, you know, I'm trying to like find more experiences where like that exists. And those are things that, you know, people are just like, oh, if you're a founder, you get to like do all these
you
things.
Take it for
like,
granted.
Not like, it.
This is so fun.
Exactly.
I get to talk to people today.
Exactly.
Or, like, I met a woman doing laundry in the morning yesterday and I was like, yeah, talk to someone. But like, it is those small moments because you are alone all day. And then like my fiance come home and I'm like,
get my whole day of talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I am like a sharer. So like I need this. So I think TikTok is a great outlet for that. But then, you know, like,
yes.
Am I sharing every thought I have all throughout the day? Maybe not. But like, you know, like there is a balance there. So yeah, I am debating like maybe I need a WeWork, but we'll see. But yeah, there are all those moments like you take for granted and it is a lonely journey. And I think I didn't really conceptualize what that meant until I was in it.
Yeah.
And then you're like, whoa, I am alone. Like I have many employees, like
exactly.
Myself and I, and you're feeling that too.
Especially in the early stages, like you said, like right now it's just, you're still in like that phase of like growing the company. So you're like, it's just you doing everything. And that's kind of what is so impressive to me. Like, first of all, I've been working in marketing forever and I'm big on branding.
Yeah.
I love the name, the branding, like everything. So tell me how like the idea of Veggie Vice came to be. Like, it's funny because like virtues and vices and it's,
yeah.
I am not a vegetable and fruit person. Like, it's been 33 years of my mom. Like, it's probably like her biggest stress. It's like, you don't eat enough vegetables and fruits. I'm just not that.
Yeah.
And when I came across this, I was like, so you're telling me I could eat an entire bag of chips that is basically count as like a serving of broccoli?
100%.
Oh, maybe more. Say less. Because I also have like digestive issues and I need fiber and, you know, like the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so talk to me about that and like how that came to be.
Yeah, absolutely. So it really came from like the essence of what I wanted the brand to be, right? I wanted to be this indulgence that you feel like almost bad that I'm eating this whole bag of chips, but it actually is good for you.
Yeah.
So that's where that whole like anti-vibe, you know, you can call liquid death, like that vibe, but it is true, right? Like taking something so simple and adding this like anti-vibe to it, because I think that's really where the industry is going, right? I think we've lost the plot in some ways. Like I'm in CPG so deeply and like we are optimizing everything, right? Like everything has protein, everything has
protein. Oh my God, don't get me started.
Look, I work so consult with these companies. Yeah, I still love them and I see what we're doing and why it makes sense, but there's just so much noise And then I think there's going to be this correction in the industry where, like, we just have to go back to the basics. Like, eating whole nutritious foods was working for so long. And then we've had this, like, wave of CPG, which is amazing. Yeah. We've had so much great innovation.
But maybe we don't need, like, added nootropic to, like, my smoothie.
Right.
Like, there's more words on the actual product packaging than, like, the ingredients in the food.
Exactly.
And, like, that makes no sense.
Totally. So that's, like, was the essence of the brand. And the Vice angle came from that, like, I want to feel like I'm doing something a little bad, right? Like, I want to be able to snack in the middle of the day and be like, okay, like, I got my craving of, because that is what it is, right? It's a thrill to be like, I'm going to eat this whole pack of Doritos.
Yeah.
And no one's going to tell
me. No one's going to tell me no. Exactly.
So it's a little bit of that, like, fun angle. The name actually came from a group project. Like, I used this in one of my, like, classes, this consumer behavior class.
Yeah.
And I can't take credit. Like, one of my friends in the group project, my friend Theo, he came up with the name. And I was like, thank you so much.
You're like, I'm taking it.
Yeah. But we had, like, a big thing, right?
Right.
Like, Gluttony Garden. Like, we had all these names. And, like, those are still parts of the brand that I want to bring to life in a more fulsome way. But that's really where the angle came from. And then the packaging, I did myself. I had, like, a pitch coming up.
Very impressive.
And I had, like, 2 weeks to present something. And I had a few iterations. I've submitted something completely different that I was like, I don't like it. Went back to the drawing board. I actually kept hiring different branding people. But I didn't know what I wanted. And so it was really hard for me to articulate a vision. And so I just had to, like, stop it. I was just, like, throwing money at random people. And then, like, they didn't know what to do. Like, it was both sides.
I've been there.
Yeah. Like, what's going on? But I had to reset and be like, you know what? I got to get in there. I knew a little bit of Photoshop from my Ronnie days. I was doing, you know, our emails and stuff. So I dove in there and I was like, let's figure this out. And I was like, I'll change it as soon as it launches. And I'm like, I don't know.
Now you're here.
People kind of like it.
People kind of love it.
I'm like, let's just roll with it until, you know, like, we have to change it. But yeah, that's kind of how it all came together. And I have, like, little devil ears, which is like a nod to the Vice angle.
Which is the part I love because of, like, it's so, like, the angel and devil of it all. It's funny because it's, like, it's almost unassumingly funny. And it sticks out because, like, what you were saying earlier about, like, we've lost the plot when it comes to certain, like, when you walk through the aisles of a grocery store. Like, I'm a consumer and, like, I love finding new products. When I go into, like, a Whole Foods or a Trader Joe's, I'm just like, what am I looking at here? Like, I don't know what to do. And I end up sometimes sticking to the same things I've eaten for years because I'm like, I don't know if I want to try that because, one, it's expensive.
Yeah.
Two, I'm like, I don't know if it's going to be worth it. Three, there's so many, like, it's just chaotic. Like, the packaging's chaotic. And I feel like you need to go back to the basics, like you were saying, because, like, as consumers, we're confused. Like, the CPG industry needs to understand that, like, we have to, like, parse back and, like, go back to a little bit of, like, let's call food what it is.
Yeah.
You know,
and this is a piece of broccoli.
Yes, that's it.
You can eat it
later. Like, and like the United States, and I'm sure you work in the space, like, we know that we're, like, the biggest processed food, like, I don't know, country in the world. And, like, everything we eat here, like, hurts everyone's stomach. And then you go to, like, a Europe or you go somewhere else, can eat everything you want. And you're just like, oh, you're just chilling.
Yeah.
And I think we need to bring some of that back into, like, our diets.
Totally. And that's kind of where, like, the essence came from, right? Like, obviously, I was like, great, I want, like, a veggie chip looked in the market. I'm not going to name brands, but, like, there's a lot of brands out there who have done something similar, but they're fried, they're potato starch-based.
Yeah.
Like, they're not actually preserved any nutrition.
The vegetable is, like, the last ingredient. Like, you know how it goes in order from, like,
some spinach powder all the day. And I'm like, we can do better.
Yeah.
Like, we can literally do better. So that was a big pillar of the brand too, of, like, there's actually nutritious value. Like, I'm using freeze drying technology and that preserves about 90 to 95% of, like, the nutrition. Like, freeze drying is used in a lot of emergency food situations.
Yeah.
Like, if there's a flood or something like that,
right,
you have these foods where you can just add water and it becomes a meal. People use it in camping and stuff.
Yes.
And it's really just using it in a different form factor of, like, we can also just snack on these items,
right?
Like, they don't have to be for a rainy day. We can preserve this nutrition and enjoy it in our day-to-day
days. I love that.
Yeah.
And I know that the way I kind of discovered you and all this was, like, you started posting on TikTok even before you launched the company and kind of used it as a place to share your founder journey. And something that I thought was incredible is, now I'm forgetting all the celebrities, but there was one video you made on TikTok.
Yeah.
Bella Hadid, right? And it was, like, all these comments, and it was like Bella Hadid was like, I need these chips. And there was someone, maybe there was someone else. Or
there was a few.
There was a few, but I feel like she was, like, one of the big ones. And you, like, and I was like, oh my God, like, this is going to be something because it just reached so many people. So talk to us about,
it's easy to understand. It's just like people seeing a piece of broccoli that is in a different way that they've ever seen. Like, that's also what it clicked for me. I was like, it's easy. Like, people get it.
Yeah.
And I was worried a lot that I was like, people don't know what freeze dry is.
Yeah.
There are so many things. Sorry, I cut you off.
No, you're totally fine. I was saying, was that a moment when you saw someone like Bella Hadid comment on your TikTok or, like, just you sharing the story where you were like, I think I'm onto something here? Or was there another moment where you were like, I'm doing this and I'm doing it big?
Yeah. I mean, I think in your mind, you always have to think that way, right? Like, I had to think this is going to be something from the beginning. And as I looked in the market, I'm like, there really is nothing like this.
Yeah.
And that's when you have to move and move fast. And so that's, I think I always had a little bit of that. I think those moments just kind of give you the fuel to be like, all right, one more day. We like have the, you know, got to keep going. Obviously, that's sustained more than one day, like that high. But yeah, it's just cool to see like the need, the excitement that people have for this to exist, which is why I believe in it too, right? I'm like, I need this. And every day when you're in those highs and lows of founder life, yeah, you could be like, ah, call quits today, right?
Yeah.
But I need it to exist.
Yeah.
I need it. I think there's so much more we have to do. Like, I only have two SKUs, two veggies. Like, the options are literally endless.
Yes.
And I just can't wait to, like, keep bringing this to people and improving people's lives and just, like, a little bit. Like, the best is that kids are loving it.
Yes. Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that. It's a perfect, like, kid-friendly snack.
I had so many emails from moms who were like, I discovered this and, like, my kids are begging for broccoli for dessert.
Oh, my God.
Thank
I love
so
that.
Much. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like,
imagine like all you see on like TV or like, you know, it's like kids and broccoli and it's just like the anti-kid meal. You're almost like rebranding. You're making broccoli sexy again.
I love it.
That's like zucchini, I feel like has been like sexy or like, you know, it's like a cute vegetable, but broccoli, never.
Broccoli
has this like negative connotation to it.
Yeah. Like, so,
you gotta eat that. You're like, you got to eat that because it looks like a tree.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it doesn't, the looks of it doesn't really do it any favors.
And that's why I mean, the zucchini I did because I'm like, it's most chip-like.
Yeah.
Was the most difficult thing to do because it's all water. So like,
oh my
water,
God.
Yeah. It's difficult. And then broccoli, I just thought it was unique. I was like, let's do it. Right. Like it has, it retains its structure and shape. So it like kind of got my, I wouldn't say science hat on, but
yeah.
You know, that hat on to be like, how do we bring this to life? And that gives someone like a striking thing.
Yeah.
And it's great to see that that's resonated. So yeah, those videos, I mean, I just started posting because I feel like I had to, like, this is the age we live in. I love like my own Instagram. I love social media that way, but like I had never shared outwardly like work and what I'm working on, those kinds of things. So it was a little unnatural for me to do that. But then you just kind of say F it and you just start posting and see what happens. And all of that happened in January and I was launching in April. So it all kind of happened before I was ready. And
yeah,
people who commented, it was like, you should have launched now. And I was like, I don't have any.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, I would love to. But that's what I thought was really interesting because me too, I followed that journey and there was still, we didn't even know what the product looked like outside of you just like taste testing on camera. But I actually think that's really genius because from a marketing strategy standpoint, like guerrilla marketing at its like newest and best.
Yeah.
But also you brought people along the journey to show them that like, it is solo. It is just you. And you're truly creating as you move on.
Yeah. And I want to keep sharing that, right? Like everything is like literally me sitting alone in my apartment, like in my dad's being like, okay, today I got a sample. Zach, let's try it. So that's how I'm having fun with it too. But yeah, to answer your question, like the social media is such a tool. And like to think that me sitting at my desk for 10 seconds, like now I've been recording my lunch and adding broccoli to it. And those have been, you know, resonating with people. I'm like, A, force immediate lunch.
Yeah.
And I forget. And then B, like it gives a moment for like a 10 second video. You have no idea where it's going to go.
Yeah.
That's this power of social media. So I'm really thinking about it as a tool. And again, people glamorize it. Like you want to be an influencer. You want to do this. It's great, but I'm really using it as awareness.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of, you know, big budgets and haven't raised money or anything. So it's really just like the way I can speak to my customers and gather feedback and hopefully, you know, amplify the word of the brand and get it to many.
Yeah. I mean, TikTok is TV. It's the modern day billboard without, like you said, without a budget. Like you can reach more people through a TikTok video than you can if you had like a big campaign somewhere, you know? And so I think that's what it is.
I totaled it the other day, like the views thing, and it was like 10. Between Instagram and TikTok, it was like 10 million like views. And I was like,
yeah, that's
like, even to me, I was like,
yeah, without a marketing budget, like in a true sense, it's, yeah, it's bad. So, and I think something that like, I feel like I've been having conversations a lot with, and I know people in a creative space is like what you've kind of been alluding to, which is like, you're creating this for you. And even me, like I've been thinking about that. And that's why, you know, we're sitting here on this couch and like, feel like everything we do now in today's day and age in this saturated world of there's a million food brands, there's a million beauty brands, there's a million podcasts, like there's a million of everything, right? Like nothing is, there's very few original ideas that really are like very unique. Like we're past the days of like the Apples and the Teslas and, you know, all of that.
Yeah.
But I think ultimately it has to be authentic to who you are and you're creating for yourself. And, you know, to everyone listening, like, I think it becomes one of these things where it's like, oh my God, I need to do something or like, I have to like create something. But if you're not into it and it's not something that you are doing,
yeah.
It's, what's the point? Because like, the money and the success and the fame is very cyclical. And it very, you can't even like go there. It's like, are you waking up and being like proud of your work? And there's so many things that I feel like I've tried to do in the past where I've had the same thing. I have notebooks of ideas. I wanted to start a beauty brand. I wanted to do this. I wanted to do that. And I was like, what are we doing here? What are we talking about here? You know? And it's like, you have to have that notebook of ideas or like that place where you continuously like are creating in your brain. But the one that will actually like come up from the pages, the one that truly feels like you. And I really see that in some of this stuff you're saying. Yeah. So I think that is really cool.
That is what again, I think the TikTok kind of plays into it. Cause like, this is just on a shelf somewhere, like just a package, but having that backstory, getting to see the behind the scenes, like even me, like letting my personality shine in those like silly moments is like how I think the brand really comes to life. And that's what you need to jump off the shelf these days.
Right? Yeah.
Like back to the day and age we live in, the brand is just a brand. There's so much noise.
Yeah.
Without that founder piece of it, I think that's what differentiates, which again, we can argue like not all founders love that.
Right.
Then,
right.
Like, look,
yeah.
You just want
every founder's like, wait, so now I have to be an influencer? Yeah. Now I have to make videos? But like, you don't have to, but it could only help. Right.
Totally. Yeah. Just like, I think it's the cheapest way.
Honestly.
Yeah.
It's marketing on a budget. I love it. Okay. I feel like we answered so many of the questions that I had already. So I kind of want to like get into the fun stuff.
Let's do it.
This is what we call our hot girl seat section.
Okay.
So we are going to, by we, I mean me, I'm going to ask you a bunch of like rapid fire questions and tell me like the first thing that's on your mind.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. So if Veggie Vice had a pop culture muse, who would it be?
Oh my God. Oof. A pop culture muse.
Like a celebrity. It doesn't have to be a celebrity, but someone who's like, I guess, famous or like who would like best represent your
Bella? I love her.
Yeah, you can totally use Bella. I mean,
maybe because I'm like, she
did you ever send her like
we tried. Yeah, we're
trying to get there. Well, if anyone knows Bella Hadid, let us know. We will send her product.
Bethany, like I love Bethany Frankel. And you can, yeah, you're a homie. And I love how honest she is about things. And I want to build this brand like so transparently. Like if you hate it, tell me, like, I want to know. And I think she really embodies that, like, no BS. And that's kind of what we're trying to do here, too. It's like, it's a piece of broccoli with seasoning. Like,
yeah.
I'm not trying to...
Yeah, like, we're not calling it, like, what it's not. It is what it is.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Yeah, I'm not, it's not fortified with protein. Broccoli actually has protein in it. Like, you know,
it's like an anti-protein podcast. I don't know if you know that. Like, we slander...
Protein.
We love protein, but we call it silent protein here because I'm like, we talk about protein too much, so we need to, like, turn it back.
Exactly.
Like, we should all eat protein, But like, yeah, let's not make it our personality. Fiber is a different thing, though. There was a while where I made fiber my personality, but
yeah.
You know.
But yeah, I would say those two.
Okay, love that.
Hot question.
What's a Delulu phrase or a mantra that you say to hype yourself up? Like something you're like, I can't believe I say this, but it works every time.
These are good. I gotta think. I wake up every morning and I was like, I fucking got this. Like,
yeah.
It's just like hype myself, be like, I fucking got this every day. Like we're internet house. Like we're gonna do like
that.
You're thinking about money, but like you have to like put yourself in an elevated
CS
to be there. And then another one is like you can't improve what you don't start or like what you don't do.
Oh, I love that. I like that one
because I'm a constant procrastinator. Hopefully,
we're
out of that soon. But like unless you start something, there's no way to keep going.
Oh, trust me, I feel that so hard.
And so so even like dehydrating in my kitchen that day, I'm like, all right, we did something, right?
No, I'm just gonna do it.
Otherwise, just an idea.
Yeah,
phone. So
yeah, I think the biggest thing is like, if you don't take action, nothing will come. So it's like, you'll figure it out along the way. But for so long, I waited for perfection. Like literally when I launched my podcast, the Substack I wrote was like, this is what happens when you stop waiting for perfection. Because all I was doing for 2 years was like, no, it's not the perfect time. It's not the perfect this, but you just have to do.
Messaging. I was like, whatever, like, let's go.
Make it work.
Got to see it. And
yeah.
I'm like, here we are.
That's
later. Now it's on the shelf. And I was like, okay, whatever.
Love that. Love that. And then what is a flavor idea that you had that totally flopped, that you were like, no, it's not going to work?
Like the sour cream on the zucchini didn't really work well. We're testing some things now. Like
okay.
I'm working on like a Cajun spice.
Ooh.
And like it just was so smoky. So it didn't work out. The shells, because it is dry. There's no oil with that. So I'm like, people are going to like choke on this.
Yeah.
So I would say, it ebbs and flows. But we found some.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's next? Like, can you tell us like what if like. Can't tell us. Okay. I was like, I need to know what vegetable is next in the roster.
Yeah.
No, I love that. And like if you sort of like think of yourself and this brand like 5 years from now, like what is like, where would you want to be?
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Yeah,
those shelves that are full of potato chips,
dull
vegetables. Like how many different types of fried potatoes do we have on the shelves? No shade. I love them. Like, yeah. they're the OGs. But we can have shelves full of all different types of veggies, all different types of flavors. Like, you're getting similar satisfaction. Of course, nothing will beat, like, Ruffles, cheddar, sour cream, and onion. Like, is my...
That hits, you know, we were, hey, it hits. But you want something that hits, like, Monday through Friday also. So,
right. Yeah. Look, everyone's on their journey, like, everything in moderation. But, like, we can bring that to the market. We can give people vegetables, again, in this different form and enjoy it all the time and not feel bad about it.
Yeah.
And I want that just to be omnipresent. Like, schools, offices, airports, grocery stores, obviously. But, like, there's just so many places that you have that stackable moment.
Yeah.
Airplanes, I'm, like, confined.
Holy. I can so see this. Yeah. If I get this, like, when they're on the aisles of JetBlue, I'll be like...
It's, like, all I get is pretzels and a Diet Coke. Like, come on.
Or, like, the Biscoff cookies, which, like, low-key love. But I'm, like, let's...
On a savory. Yeah.
Savory. I need something savory. All right. I'm manifesting that for you. I think the airplane of it all is so smart there. Yeah.
Because you just want something... Love. You're just, like, sitting there eating all day. Yeah. Like, I just want to eat for the next 6 hours. Yeah. But, yeah.
Airplane. We were just joking with my production team earlier. We were, like, airport and airplane, calories don't count.
Absolutely.
So, like, they don't count. And on top of that...
9 a.m.?
Yeah. It's exactly. Like, there's no rules. It's a no man's land. So, when you're eating veggie vice, you're like, okay, I have something good to eat.
Exactly.
Love that. Well, thank you so much for being here. This was so fun. Congrats on all the success. I'm so excited. And for everyone that's listening, make sure you try these chips. Can you tell them where they can find the chips?
Yeah. So we're finally launching online in about 2 weeks. So
okay.
While this comes out.
Yeah. This will be out by then. So perfect timing.
Perfect. And we're at Sprouts grocery stores. We're a little sold out. So
is there a Sprouts on the East Coast? Like in the New York, New Jersey area?
Like South Jersey, I would say. Okay. So it's a little further from where we
are. Yeah.
Like, they're everywhere. They're just like literally not.
They're just around. Yeah. They probably have, like, a Whole Foods probably has a monopoly here. That's it.
Yeah. And then pop-up grocer in New York right now, and then more to come.
Okay. All right. Well, check it out online. I'll make sure you guys have all the information. But seriously, you know, I take my snack recommendations extremely seriously. I've tried the broccoli ones. I haven't tried the zucchini, so I will be trying that later today. They are epic. So thanks for being here. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye.